Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Days of Elijah, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled In the Eye of the Storm, from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
Riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at Jehovah. There's no God like 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 Jehovah. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, in the ear of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, in the ear of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet cross, so lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills, salvation comes. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hills,
we've walked away from Him, He has never walked away from us. And He will bring us through these trials and difficulties that we're facing and going through if we, God's people, will turn back to God and call upon Him and trust Him today. The world in which we're living is rapidly becoming a stage 5 storm or even beyond that. We're on the verge of brokenness with us, as far as a nation, as far as a people. And it's because today we've made the wrong decisions that basically has rendered us facing devastation that we've never known before. I never thought in the days of my life that we would be in the condition that we're in today as a nation that once loved God. Folks, listen. Some of you are sitting here today, and let's lay the things of the United States aside. And let's lay the conditions of the world aside. Let's get more personal. Because, you know, all we can do today about a lot of things is just pray. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, a praying church sees results. Praying people sees results. They that call upon the Lord. Let me tell you, He said, I will renew your strength. I will break through the barriers that you're facing. I will bring the deliverances that you are desiring in your life today. But some of you are sitting in this room like right now, and you're going through some of the most personal, crushing storms that you've ever faced in your life. Now, I don't know what you're in, but God knows, and He just spoke to my heart and said there would be people sitting in this church today that's going through some crushing storms in their life. And we many times put on a smile or we try to get through what we're going through and we try to conceal the troubles that we're in. But you know what? God knows what you're going through. And today God puts people around you to pray for you, to encourage you, and to help you today. I want to tell you today, when you think it's so dark and the valley is so deep and you think the sun's never going to shine again, I'm here to tell you today the sun is going to shine again. Amen. And your storm is going to be over. This thing didn't come to stay, it came to pass. Amen. And so what you thought was going to break you, God's going to use it to bless you. And you may not see it right now. And I could stand in this pulpit today and relate to things that have happened in our lives of what we've faced and encountered. But I'll tell you right now, if it had not been for the Lord, I would have been out a long time ago. But it was the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God that didn't leave me in a mess, but met me in the mess and made a way for me where I had no way. That delivered me and gave me help and strength and direction and leadership. Thank God today we have Him to look to. Thank God we've got Him on our side. Thank God He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Thank God He is always there. Thank God we can depend on Him. Thank God His grace is sufficient. Thank God He's the Almighty, Everlasting, Eternal God, and He makes no mistakes. And even though we go through the issues and the trials and the storms of life, God will bring good to you through those things when you learn to give God the glory through what you're facing. Amen. So understanding this today, how are you handling the eye of the storm that you're facing? The life we live in is not void of struggle and pain and difficulty. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean today that you're free from the troubles and trials of this life. Because you're a believer today, thank God you have the opportunity today to succeed in spite of the storm. Amen. You've got a God on your side today that has not lost one battle. Amen. David, from the pages of God's Word, had a tremendous storm that he was facing. David found himself in the eye of the storm. And as we're going to see here from the Scripture in a moment, rather than letting the storm define David, David basically defined the storm as an opportunity and as an obstacle that God could use as a stepping stone into greater blessings that He had for him. So from the Scripture we learn today, his family was taken, as you're going to see. His finances were basically exhausted. Does that sound familiar? And his friends had even betrayed him. But David decided that even in the eye of the storm, he would rejoice because the Word says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen. God will encourage you because this same God in this same book that we were reading about today for David is the same God that will lift you up and bring you through what you're in. Because He is the God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the God that gave David the power and the might and the miracle to slay a giant, that defeated a lion and a bear, that went through travails and sin and trials in his life. But you know what the Bible says? That David was the man after God's own heart. And even in what he was facing, and even in the places that he totally messed up his life, thank God for the grace and the mercy of God that was there to pick him up and deliver him and to bring him out what he's in. Amen. Let me tell you what, the storms is not finality. The storm is a stepping stone to the greater blessing that God has for you. Amen. And you've got to learn to trust the Lord, not the storm, and not the people in the storm, and not the circumstances of the storm. You've got to trust the God who's in the storm with you. Amen. For He's a mighty God. You may face the greatest opposition, and you will when you're on the closest verge of the miracle that God's going to perform in your life. You can do what David did in the eye of the storm. And you can leave here today declaring, as Paul declared in Romans 8, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. More than conquerors. More than conquerors. Did you hear that? Not getting by. I'm just trying to hang on. We've grabbed everything the world tells us today. Just trying to get by. Trying to hang on. That's not God's mentality. God raised you up to be a conqueror. More than a conqueror. To be abundantly blessed of the Lord. From the book, Word of God, 1 Samuel 30. We pick up and we read today from God's precious Word, starting with verse 1 down through verse 8. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.